7:15. Now, do you remember learning to read? Linking known objects or stories with letters and words on the page is an integral part of that process. A new resource for reading has been released specifically for Aboriginal children. Author and linguist Margaret James worked with elders, students and illustrators to bring the series to life. She joins me. Good morning.
Good morning, Natasha.
Why is it so important that Aboriginal children have resources that are culturally relevant for them?
Well, I think a lot of Aboriginal learners in school feel a bit disconnected from school. They feel that there's a gap between home and home culture and what they're encountering when they get to school. So what the elders and I wanted to do, it was really the elders who are the trailblazers in this, was to form a link from home to the school environment. And a good way to do that was to incorporate the culture and things that the children actually do at home or are interested in doing for those who've moved into urban areas, things that relate to them and their real life, you know, their world.
How important was the engagement of elders and those with the permission to tell these stories in this process?
Well, completely relevant. I mean, I wouldn't have done it at all without their permission, their support, their encouragement. If it doesn't come from the elders and the community, then it's really empty. So it was vital. And right from the beginning, so these new books we've put out are called The Reading Tracks. And right in the beginning, you know, I know the elders quite well in Central Australia now, and we sat down and discussed what they felt would help engage people in reading, both young readers and older learners who are struggling with print literacy. And so we started by talking, you know, them and myself, and then we went to the young people themselves, and I ran all sorts of exercises and games and activities with them, as well as speaking to them to find out what they wanted to read about. And then the whole process of developing the books was engaged both the young people and the elders every step of the way. So everything we did, we went back, said to the elders, what do you think, how's this going? Some of them came with me into classrooms. We had small groups of students from different language groups that we worked with, and they trialled the material and they would give feedback. So it was very, very much based in, coming from the Aboriginal elders and the students themselves, and I think that's what gives it its strength.
How did you become interested in this area of education?
I was living in Alice Springs. I was lecturing at Bachelor Institute for, the tertiary institution for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students, and I was teaching them on the Bachelor of Education program. And at first I became interested in why Indigenous kids seem to be behind mainstream kids in print literacy when their oral literacy was so far advanced. They spoke so many languages, do speak so many languages. And, their visual acuity and their reading of the landscape and their reading of people, in fact, was so advanced. So I then started thinking that maybe it was because they weren't learning to read the way they speak, which is often Aboriginal, a form of Aboriginal English, and also they weren't being given resources they could relate to get them into reading.
What will non-Indigenous readers get out of these resources?
Well, I think that it's really important for non-Indigenous people in Australia to become more aware of Indigenous culture and to become aware of the fact that it's still alive and well, and that Indigenous people are still practicing tracking and hunting and all sorts of other activities that are culturally based. Because I think that helps to bridge the gap. I think it builds understanding. You know, it's Reconciliation Week this week, and I think that's a really good place to start. The books are quite explicit in how they describe different forms of hunting and fishing, barramundi and so on. And if you can engage the interest of non-Indigenous people, it really opens their eyes to what's going on. And we also use Aboriginal words for the different animals in the books, and that we purposely did that so that non-Indigenous people could sort of have a look and go, gosh, what's this? What's the strange word? Oh, gosh, these languages are still being spoken. How amazing. And then for Indigenous people themselves to go, wow, we're getting lots of respect for our languages, and we're really proud of that.
Are they being used in schools and other institutions?
Yes, they are, and also in all the prisons in Western Australia, actually. So we especially, with the encouragement of the elders, we especially developed resources that weren't childlike. So although the first book only has sort of one word on a page, a word and a picture, to make it engaging and interesting, it's not childlike. So the themes are, you know, about tracking and hunting. So they're equally interesting for young learners as they are for older ones.
That's linguist and author Margaret James. She also tells me some new activity books to go with the readers has been released. So if you'd like some more information about that, give me a call.